No. It, the whole purpose is to give tzedakah for it. If you don't stop to give a name, is it? But again, we sponsor today's learning. So today's learning is being sponsored with Zeichah Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov, the Neshama Shehav and Aliyah. Yeah. Okay. We are on Samach Tes Amud Beis. We are Itmar, which is right across where it says Gemara in the Rashi. Where it says Gemara in the Rashi, go right across, the last word on the line is Itmar. Itmar. Habala Risasa B'Beis Chamav. A guy who admits, and she admits, that when they were Aris and Arusa, which is rabbinic Isser of living together, the Maisa says she's his wife, but she didn't have Chuppah yet. So at this point, it's rabbinically prohibited from living together. He lived with her, and they both admit that they lived together. And they had a child. I can't help that. And they had a child. So Rav Amar, Rav says, Havlad Mamzer. Now the Gemara will explain, so I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to translate. Rav says the child born, even though both man and woman agree that they had a relationship, and their child would not be a Mamzer because it's his wife. It is his wife, biblically. Rabbinically, he's not allowed to have a relationship with her, but biblically, it's his wife. And they both admit they live together. She has a child. Rav says the child's a Mamzer. Ushmul Amar Avat Shtuki, the Vlad is a Suffolk Mamzer. Shtuki means we tell him, keep quiet. Don't ask who your father is because nobody knows the answer. That's how Rashi translates. Amar Rav. Zap Rav. Mistabra Milsa the Rav. There's going to be two Lashinas. So we're going to learn the first Lashon in the Gemara, then the second Lashon. Amar Rav. Mistabra Milsa the Rav, the Daima Malma. Rav makes sense that there's a rumor out there that other people. So since there's a rumor out there that she's messed with other people, even though these two admit that they had a relationship themselves, but the bottom line is, most people out there, to them it's an HSH. In fact, to everybody else besides him, it's an HSH. And there's a rumor out there that she did have relationships with other people. Unsubstantiated rumors, but rumors nonetheless. There is a girl who's not supposed to have relationships with anybody, admits to violating the rabbinic law of having relationships with her aris. Rumor has it that she violated a lot more than that. Therefore, we say go by Rav. Rav is that it didn't come from him, and therefore, even though he admits that he had the relationship, there's no other man that steps up and says he had a relationship. There's a rumor. He admits that he had a relationship. She admits she had a relationship with him. She denies having relationships with anybody else. However, the rumor is that she did mess around. Therefore, we go by Rav, and the kid is a Vadai Mamzer. He can marry a Mamzeres. Avu Loidai Mamalma. But if there's no rumor that she had anything to do with anybody else, so then there's no reason to assume that we would make the kid a Mamzer. We know they had a relationship. We have no reason to believe or any rumor to the effect that she did anything else. So why should we say that the kid is a Mamzer? The kid is kosher. We rely that it's his, and he's a kosher kid. Again, born before the Suin, but still he's not a Mamzer. He's a kosher kid. He can marry whoever he wants. He's fine.
That's a Shtuki explanation or not?
What?
Is that a Shtuki explanation?
Well, it wouldn't be Shtuki either. It's only, according to Machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, is when the two admit to having...
That's all Rav.
Well, Shmuel argues on Rav.
I know, I'm saying, but Rav is clarifying
that. Oh, he also automatically is clarifying Shmuel. Because he's saying that the argument is in a case when there's a rumor.
Oh, so Shmuel says in the case of rumors,
it's a right, and Rav is saying it's a Mamzer. But when they both admit there's no rumor, the kid is kosher. That's how some Rishonim learn. There are Rishonim that want to say that Shmuel would hold Shtuki even not, but we're not going to go there. Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Havlad Mamzer. Ava Bisha Shnei and Baidim Shabbat Allah. Even though they both admit that he lived with her. Kaishinan, we're afraid, Hayo Prutzihi, since she's obviously not ethically or morally a Tznias Nikki girl, Prutza means opposite of Tznias. I don't know what word to use. Loose?
Promiscuous
means she definitely had relationships. We don't know that. Well, we know she had one. I think Prutza is just saying she's loose. Loose with her ethics and morals. Achanami Bola, maybe somebody else lived with her, Abrimine, and she became pregnant from the other guy, which would make the kid a mamzer. Shtuki, Sabik mamzer. We don't know whether it's from the Aris or from somebody else. When does Rav make him a mamzer v'adai? The daima ma'alma. Shechashuda mi'acherim. She's accused of having a relationship with others. The lekelach shurei are b'nei daima shem sherim. Arashi wants to answer a question here. The rule is, a married woman, that there's a rumor going around that she had relationships with other people, and she has a baby, we say the baby is kosher. Why is that different than here? There's a rumor. Why don't we say that the kid's a mamzer? So Trashi can't compare it to other children, daima, meaning that we don't know their source, shame sherim, that we say they're kosher. The Hasam Kiva in the Suhi, I be Rabal. There, even if she did have an out of an anxious-ish relationship, but since she's married, we assume her husband is the one that lives with her multiple times. Therefore, since he's living with her many, many times, the pregnancy is probably from him, even if she did have a relationship as an anxious-ish. Here, the Aris live with her very sparingly. Right? They admit to having a relationship, but it wasn't a husband-wife relationship where they live all the time. Therefore, the rumor about others creates enough to say that we go by Rav, classify the kid as a Vadai Mamzer. That's what Rav says. And Shmuel says it's a Shtuki. However, if there's no accusation that she messed around with anybody else, so why should we question that the kid came from the Aris? And therefore, Rav and Shmuel would both agree, the way we're learning now, that the kid is 100% kosher.
Rabbi, can I ask you a quick question? So if the rumor is only that she was with one other man, why would that create a roiv? It's her husband or her fiance against the suspicion of one other man. Why would that create a roiv?
I didn't understand daima mi'alma as one. Daima mi'alma was a rumor that this lady messes around.
I know. I'm making that up. What if that was the rumor? Do we then extend it to say, if there's a rumor she messed around with one other guy, then there should be a rumor?
I don't know what that would be. And I don't know. The answer to your question is, maybe you're right. Maybe Rob would agree on that. Shtuki. I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer. The assumption we're making now is that this woman doesn't care, right? And therefore, there are multiples out there that she might have had a relationship with. I'm not sure. What I'm going to say now is speculative because I didn't research this. But maybe once a woman is not careful, we say, it could have come, let me try to explain what I'm going to try to say. Okay, I'll stick to the fact that I don't know. I don't want to say anything without, I can't back it up. I don't know.
My second question was, if this is an admission against a rumor, why do they have even equal weight? Why would we not take an admission and give that more weight than a rumor, which is what people are saying, but by definition is unsubstantiated? There's no aiding.
Because Harvey's question is, why do we take a rumor so seriously? To admit that they had a relationship, why should we take the rumor seriously? I guess rumors are serious.
Or give it the weight. Give it the same weight as the admission. Because the admission is a serious thing. To give it the same weight as an admission, which is a serious thing. An admission here is a serious thing. Why do
this
we give
question
rumor
that you're saying, Yachreidim ask? This is a question they ask. And the answer is, this is a woman that's violating law. Even if she lives with her own aris, she's violating law. Therefore, the rumor has some basis to the fact, again, agreed upon that she's violating a certain level law, not the higher level law. She's violating rabbinic law, not biblical law. But the fact that she is not careful in law, and rumor says she was less careful, is enough to make us very take it seriously. That's the Achronim ask your question. They ask it. I mean, you know, rumors shouldn't decide the fate of a baby. And the answer they give is, this woman did violate law, even by her own admission. I'm not saying I never violated anything. She agrees that she violated a law. She agrees she violated a rabbinic law. But she agrees that she didn't stick to the rules. Once she agrees this is how they explain it. Once she agrees that she didn't stick to the rules, and rumor says she didn't stick to more rules, we have to take that rumor seriously. But the Achronim do point out that that itself is a big machloikas. When one admits to violating rule on one level, how does that affect rumors about a different level? Which is what the Gemara is saying here.
I might say that the fact that she admitted it, she didn't have to admit anything. If she didn't admit anything, then what would they say? I guess she's pregnant. There's nothing to say. Okay. Okay.
And if she doesn't admit anything, she's the kid's mom.
Yeah.
Is it age is itch? Is it age is itch that shouldn't be having kids at this point?
Right. If there's no chuppah, then there's only one other answer. Okay. Thank you.
Rabbi, what happened to this phone today? Yes.
What makes the definition then of a mamzer then? I thought a mamzer is when you have a kedushin.
She had kedushin.
No.
She's an agent fish.
And a suffix.
Not a suffix, Rob says. Right. The rumor gives us enough basis to assume live with other people as well. And once that's true, majority says that it came from somebody else.
But there's also a story to say that it has...
This is Harvey's question.
That's what Harvey said?
I already asked that question.
Oh,
yes.
Did? Oh,
yes,
sorry,
he did.
I was telling you the
question. Yes. And this is not quite a math question. Not quite a math question. And they say, Lemaisa, she broke the law. And once a woman breaks the law and there's a rumor that she broke a bigger law, we take that rumor very seriously. Wasn't an issue. But not a Yehuda now. I don't know what happened to the phone today. We're having a lot of static.
Don't hear it on the recording.
Stopped.
They should beat their phone.
Bachmai said stopped. I'm a Rava. Mama stopped. I'm a Rava Menaminala. How do I know that what I'm saying is true? That if there's no rumor, we assume that the RS is the father of the child. The Tani, our Mishnah says, a Teichel, that if she gives birth, Mishnah said, a woman had a relationship with a Kayan, the Mishnah says, right, Yisrael, a Kayan that bore Bas Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. She gets pregnant, she can't eat Truma. She gives birth, she can eat. How do you know it's the Kayan's kid? You know it's the Kayan's kid. A Kayan lives with Bas Yisrael. And therefore it's the Kayan's kid? We know that a Kayan lived with this girl, and they have a kid. We say it's the kid's, the Kayan's kid. Maybe it's somebody else's. How can you let him eat truma? There's no rumors about anybody else. And since there's no rumors about anybody else, don't make up a rumor when you don't have it. We know this, we don't know that. The Tani Yolda Taicha. She had a relationship with a kayin, and she has a kid, she can eat truma. If there's a rumor around that she messed with other people, Yolda my Taicha, why can she eat? How do you know who the father is? We know about the kayin, we know no rumor to anybody else. They're both the same level. There's no difference in living with the kayin who's not related, who has no marital rights to her, or anybody else. They're both single men. Both living with a single woman, right? We say since we know about one, we don't assume any other. To one it's Eishes Ish. And to one, in comparison to Eishes Ish, it's much less. It's called Hetera. It's not totally mutter, but it's a lesser iser. Like, oh, shit. Manach there, where the woman definitely committed an indiscretion of living with someone that she's not allowed to live with. And she lived with the Kayan, and there's no more iser in living with anybody else. Still we say, why suspect what you don't hear about? We know she lived with Mr. Kayan. We have no reason to suspect that she was Mazana with anybody else. To the point that the child born will be classified as a Kayan. To eat truma. Whereas, here, though we know she lived with the Aris, who is only rabbinically prohibited, in comparison to anybody else who's biblically prohibited, so why make up, why make a suffix? So Rava says, our Mishnah proves my point. The Rav only said it because there's a suspicion out there for somebody else, there's rumors. If not, he would have never said it. Zuck Rashi, the Kani b'masnis in Yolda, Bat Yisrael mikayin, and Anusa mafuta, a Bat Yisrael from a kayin, Taiko b'truma b'shul b'na, can eat truma because of her son. The Magzakina le b'kayin, assume he's a kayin, a heki dami, eat the diamond, I'm in the alma. If there's an accusation from other people, I might take her. Elalav, the diamond in Eluchude. She's only accused from him. Kushnina la Batre, and we put him up for him. The Avagab de Lude Asura Kakula Alma. Even though to the Kayan, it's no more mutter than anybody else. The Gazra Yikacho Pnuya, it's right, you're not allowed to be alone with the Pnuya, and for sure not live with her. Oshkin Arusa, when it's an Arusa, the Lagabe Heter, Aris Heter. More mutter, uli alma b'isura, vada heichid the diamond minei luchur amin ambasir shadin le'levlad. If anything, here is more reason to assume it's from the Aris than it is to assume from anybody else.
So we said that if it's a rumor for one, Rav admits that it's not a mutter.
And Rav is proving that. Rav is saying, our Mishnah proves my point. Because I said that if a woman had a relationship with her Aris, and there's no suspicion, we give it by the Aris. The Krav, I will prove it to you. Here's a Kayan who lives with a Bat Yisrael. He says, but no Aminola. How do I see this? He's proving it. No. So Abaya says no, Raya. Abaya said no. Abaya says no. I'm going to say it right out. The Mishnah is talking about they were locked in jail. The only one she possibly could have had a relationship with is the Kayan. Then we say that even though this child is born out of wedlock, he's a Kayan and his mother can eat truma. But ain't a Kinami, any single girl that has a child from anybody, rumor or no rumor, we would never classify that anybody is the father. We have no way of knowing. That's what Rabbi is saying. Our Mishnah is not a proof. You want to say, Rabbi, that if there's no rumor, we don't create one? We don't worry about one? I'll tell you maybe we do. Maybe Rav said his halacha, even if there's no rumor. The fact that she did an iser is enough to make the kid a mamzer. However, our Mishnah is talking about in a case where there's no suffix. We know for sure that the father of the child is a kayan. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though it was out of wedlock, and the kayan is born without having a marriage of the parents, still she can eat truma because she has a son of kayan, even though it was born out of wedlock. Dr. Abba, I'm a Rabbi. Even if there was no rumor, we still say, hey, listen, this woman did an iser, she probably did an iser with somebody else, and therefore we're going to make the kid a mamzer. The Mishnah is not a proof. Why? Because I'm a rabbi by mamzer. My time is, I mean, I'm the Afghan option of the Gabi Aris. She made herself hefker. She let herself be used by the Aris. Afghan Amshalam. They were both in jail, and therefore, there's no doubt about the father. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? You would think a child born out of wedlock does not feed the mother. Kamashma in the Mishnah, that a child born out of wedlock can feed the mother
true
mother.
Even though we know this is the father.
Right, exactly. So the machloikis, Rav and Abaya, and how to understand Rav. That is lashon number one.
And then the day he has to marry her.
Has to, if she wants. The manus is also if she wants.
Will she
again, it makes no difference whether he marries her at the end or not. He died. You know, me and Kasha and myself, we don't know if she can eat truma from this kid.
Can she eat truma, even if she doesn't have a kid, if he marries her?
Yes. Yes.
So it is a regular marriage act.
Either it is or it isn't. He might have died. The mission is not discussing a marriage. Because we're assuming he didn't get married. Something about it could be on me a whole new thing. The bar la kula amalai pleading the bastard the day should be in the light. According to the second lesson, everybody agrees that the two parties agree they had a relationship. That's enough for us to assume that the child is born from that. Rumor or no rumor? Makes no difference. They had a relationship. The Aris and the Arusa admit that they lived together. There's no reason for us to assume that the baby didn't come from there, even if there's a rumor. We don't go by the rumor. We don't care about the rumor. And we say the kid is kosher. The kid is not a mamzer. What is the machloikas? This is the machloikas. Arusa Shebra. And Arusa got pregnant with no admission from any party to any relationship. The Aris and Arusa do not say they had a relationship. This lady got pregnant as an Arusa. Rabbam, Rabbam, Mamzer. Listen, we have no reason to assume it was anyone over anybody else. And therefore, majority of people out there, to them it's an HSH, she got pregnant. They didn't admit to having a relationship. Maybe the guy's not even here, for all we know. We can't even ask him, right? So the kid's a mamzer. Well, Shmuel Amar Habachtuk. Shmuel says, listen, we can't assume that he's a mamzer. He might be, he might not be. Rashi, the Baal La Kul Amalei Pligi Hechem Demayi DeShabala, when he admits, we're stressing his admission, because she can claim whatever she wants. If he's not here to admit it, we don't take it seriously. Havlat Mamzer, Vada DeBasaruba Da'alba Shadinalei, Umeinu Shachrina Hava. We go by Rav, it must have been from a different person. Shmuel says, no, it's Shtuki. I'm a Rav. Now, according to this, Mestabra knows the Rav, the Loi Daim Eminei, the Daim Ema'alma. Now, Rav goes and limits Rav even more. He says, no, an Arusa She'ibra is only talking about when there's no rumor that the Aris lived with an Arusa, and there is a rumor that somebody else lived with her. Meaning that there is a rumor that she messed around with other people. There's no rumor that she messed around with the Aris. So therefore, Rav says, listen, the rumors say, mamzer. There's no admission by them that they live together. There's no rumor that they live together. Therefore, the kid's a mamzer. Avo, daima mi nei, but if there's a rumor with him, afagav the daima mi alma, even though there's a rumor about other people, batu di desha dinalim. Dr. Abba, big chiddush.
Why no rumor?
Because once there is a rumor that he lived with her, that is the more lesser severe iser. So we say probably she did the lesser severe iser.
Is that the reason why?
Because she's claiming it's from her aris. She's claiming it's from her aris. He's not here, so we can't ask him. We have no reason. Affirmation that he lived with her. But the rumor says he did. And she's claiming it's from him. Even though there's a rumor about somebody else, we would go with him. That's what Rob says.
So it's indefinite over the rumor.
What?
Going with definite
there's no definite. He's not here. He's not here. Rav, it's an arusa she'ibra. There's no admission from the two parties. There's only claim from her. He's not around to admit. So Rav goes and limits Rav and says that even though there's a rumor that she messed with other people, but if there's a rumor she messed with them, that's good enough to save the kid and make him kosher. Rashi? No, Rashi.
Was the imam there?
Only when there's no rumor, when there's a rumor that she messed with other people, and no rumor that she messed with the Aris. Very limiting Rav. The rumor says other people were involved. There is no rumor that she had a relationship with her own Aris. The Rav, the kid's a mamzer. But if there's a rumor about him, the Rav, we can't make the kid a mamzer.
Even if there is rumor from others?
Yes. That's what Rav is saying in Rav. According to the second Lashon. First Lashon, Rav would never say this. I'm a Rav Menami. I think we should do the next Misa Gemara and we'll come back. I'm a Rav Menami Nava. Rav is proving it. The Tana Yol de Techum. Again, back to our Mishnah. The Kayan lived with this woman. And we say the child is the Kayan. Hey, Kidami. What's the case? Is there only a rumor about this kayan and not about anybody else? Do you have to say that she eats? Why would I assume it's anybody else? The rumor said it was the kayan that lived with her. So it's the kayan's child. Must be that the case in the Mishnah is the kayan, the woman claims it's from the kayan, right? The rumor is that she messed around with a lot of people. And still we're willing to give the woman the belief that it came from the Kayan. So Mahasim Lahayasur Lahayasura Basri the day should in a lame. Madak there, that no matter what happened, she did the same level as there. Still we believe her, make the kid a Kayan, Hakad Lahayasur Lahayatera, like Hoshka. Here she's claiming that she didn't do such a terrible witzer. It means Rav is understanding our Mishnah that the woman's claiming that the Kayan is the father. Rumors say that she messed with other people. And still we believe her and make the kid a Kayan. Because there was a rumor about him also. And she is claiming that's the one that the father's a kid. I didn't do anything else. And we believe her. So over here, where what she's claiming is a lesser Isser, for sure we would believe her.
Is there a rumor? She's saying it now in this case. Is there a rumor that she messed, she was, I like the word messed, she was with this, her husband? With her.
Kayan, yes, with the Kayan.
No,
we'll get back to our case. Rabbi says the Mishnah is no proof. But this is like diamond cloud. The Mishnah is there's no rumors. The woman got pregnant. There was no rumors. Not with the Kayan, not with anybody else. They ask her, who's the dad? She says, I live with the Kayan. So we believe her. If there's a rumor, we wouldn't believe her. So there's a Machlaikas Rav and Abaye now to understand Rav according to the second Lashon. And let me explain it. According to the second Lashon, I don't know if somebody sent me something and I can't read it, so. I don't know. Okay, maybe I'll send it to somebody who has a smartphone. Yes. Somebody tell me a text. I can read it. Yes. What? What is it?
I don't know. Links or something. I have no idea.
Some letter?
Well, yeah, I got that yesterday.
What is it? What is the letter? What is it on?
Not that.
Is it a gamey?
No.
Okay. What?
Junk mail.
letter wasn't junk mail.
It's signed by three people. I see.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's a guy that
they
want to put somebody in.
They want to put somebody in Kerem.
I'm not as
okay, you'll show me the letter later because obviously I have to know what it is. Rashi. Okay, let me explain the Gemara according to this lesson. If a woman we know for sure had a relationship with an Aris, and they both admit it, there's nothing to talk about. It can be any rumor in the world. The Maisa, they both admit to a relationship. There's no reason to assume that the pregnancy did not come, and we ignore all rumors. That's what the second lesson says. The case is talking about an Arusa that got pregnant, and we don't know who the father is, and the RS is not here to claim that it's his. So Rav says the kid's a mamzer, and Shmuel says the kid is a shtuki. So Rav says, Rav is only true if there's no reason, there's no suspicion of the RS more than anybody else. Therefore, we say, go by Rav. But if there's a suspicion about the RS, that's enough to save the kid. Just like we see in the Mishnah, that we're willing to let the kid eat truma, even though Rav learns that the Mishnah is talking about there's a rumor about other people as well. That's how Rav learns. Abaye says, not true. If there's a rumor about other people, rumor about him is not enough to save the kid. He's not here to claim it. Our Mishnah, there's no rumor. There's no rumor. There's nothing about anybody. Therefore, we say, listen, the Kayan did live with her, right? So it came from him, and that's it. That's the moment. Now, what's your question?
My only question is having a rumor about others, but not between them, does that help or hurt? I mean, she says, the rumor all we ever heard about is that she's living with other people, okay? But we never, nothing was isolated between them. And she said, oh no, that rumor that you heard really is between us. Does that help or hurt? Does it make a difference?
Yeah.
When we say we hear rumors, that means we heard rumors she was living with other people. But does that mean we have to hear that it could be between you two also?
Yeah, that's what Rav is saying. If it's diamond mine, right? There's a special rumor about him specifically. Even though there's rumors about others.
Well, the thing is, we always know is that she's living with other people.
And there's no special rumor about him, then Rav would admit, according to Rav, the blood of the moms.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
So there's no talking about jail here. This is talking about where they're just supposed
correct.
To
be. Correct, there's an interesting silent Akhrenim. Very interesting. Can we use the way the kid looks to determine paternity? The kid looks like the Pliny. Not enough to say she claims, right, that she wasn't Madonna, but the kid looks like the guy the rumor is about. Again, I'm not talking about DNA. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. And the answer, no. And the reason is, based on the Gemara and Gittin. Warren Gittin says that the Romans wanted their kids to look beautiful, so they used to tie Jewish children who looked beautiful to the bed when they lived with their wife, so their wife and them were looking at this beautiful child, and that affected how the kid ended up looking. So Mamela, it's very possible that the woman was thinking about man A and living with man B, so the fact that he looks like man A is not enough to determine paternity. That's not quite impossible.
The skin color. Suppose the child is a different color.
That's a good question. Today, we don't use DNA to determine paternity. And the reason for that is because we don't want to find that by Mamzerus. We just don't rely on it. We do rely on DNA to identify bodies from the person's own DNA. But we will not use a person's DNA to determine whether who's the father or not. Now, the truth is, it's DNA, but it's not the same accuracy. It's like slightly under that. Enough so the place can say that we don't do it. Because if not, we would find out things that we don't want to find out, and we're much better off not knowing. Torah doesn't require us to go dig into DNA.
So
they bring that. That was a nay, such a maid, that Yitzchak should look like Avram. But ain't no chinami. In essence, it still was copying the world, if that makes a big difference. They talk about that. They bring that Rashi. An Eved lives with a woman. He passels her because he lived with her, right? But he doesn't passel her from if he's her descendant. Remember, we had the case yesterday. The woman married a Kayan. She had a daughter. She had a son who lived with a Shivcha and had a son. That son is an Eved Kanani, that grandson. But that's not considered having offspring from her child. Why? My time, I'm a crow. He should be left. He allowed it now. Doesn't the pasuk that he belongs, the child of the Shivcha, belongs to the Shivcha's master. He's an Eved. Weiter. Mamzer Paisel Umachel. A Mamzer descendant can passel his grandmother, a Bat Kayin, from going back home. And if it's a Bat Yisrael married to a Kayin, they have an offspring of Mamzer, she can eat Truma. Tana Rabbana. The Zera Engla says she doesn't have any children. Engla Yola Zara. Zara Minayin. What if she has a grandchild? Does she go back home or not? No moms or nothing. Bas Yisrael, a Kayan married Yisrael. She had a kid. Died. Left over children. Now this woman has no children. The Pasuk says she has no children. She goes back home. She can eat Truma. But she has a grandson. No moms are. Regular kosher Bas Kayan married Yisrael. They had a daughter. Got married, had children. The daughter died. Now the grandmother has no children.
She has grandchildren.
Is that enough? The Torah says Vizera Engla. She has no children, she can go back. How do I know she has grandchildren that she can't go back? Pasuk says and she has no children. The Shavu Beis Avia can arouse, she goes back home. This woman has no children.
Zera
means children.
Does not mean
correct.
Or lineage? What is that?
Correct. Zakta Gemara, so Zera. Zera Minayan. Talmud Loimar, so the Pasuk says, the Zera Engla. Engla could have been spelt without a Yud. So the Yud tells me Engla, even descendants, even grandchildren.
Even grandchildren
she doesn't have? If she doesn't have anything, then she goes back. But if she has grandchildren, she doesn't go back. Engla, the word Yud tells me, where is it? Mikomok. Zok de Breisa, Engla Elizara Kusher. That tells me if she has kosher offspring. Zara Pasul Minayin. What if her grandson is a Mamzer? How do I know that that's considered having offspring? Maybe the Torah means only if she has kosher offspring. Talmud Lomar v'Zara Engla. Again, Ayin Allah. The Yud tells me, look into it. Any child, any descendant. Practically, Gemara Vavikdil Zara Zara. You already used that to tell me grandchildren. How can you use it to tell me the other thing? Dr. Gemara Zara Zara L'Yitzrachra. We changed our mind. We don't need a pasuk for grandchildren, but they bought them our anchor bottom. We know that grandchildren are considered children. So even without any pasuk, I would have known descendants is enough.
The definition of Zara means not.
Correct. Ki Yitzchakra was Zara pasul. So I need the pasuk for Zara pasul. What? Same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Same thing, yes, for sure.
Why?
Why not? Rashi. We had that earlier. By when a person dies, person Mekayim Purur Vu, if he has grandchildren, remember we had that? That's good enough. Something about that. I'm going to Rish Lakish L'Rabbi Eichanan. Now, what's bothering the Gemara is that The case of the Mishnah was, how did the Mamzer happen? You could have had a million cases in the Mishnah of how a Mamzer happened. But the case the Mishnah gave was, you had a Bat Kayin married a Yisrael, and they had a daughter. And the daughter married a guy, and they had a kid. That kid is a Mamzer. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, how did the Mishnah's case of Mamzer involved a guy marrying a Jewish girl? That was the case the Mishnah gave. The Mishnah could have had a case that a Mamzer married a Jewish girl, but the Mishnah didn't give that case. The Mishnah said, back in our Mishnah, how do you have a case of a grandchild of Mamzer? Now, there's a multiple cases the Mishnah could have given. The Mishnah chose one. Bat Kayin married a Yisrael, had a daughter who married a guy, and a son. That son is a Mamzer. That's what the Mishnah said.
Rebbe spoke out that it's only...
Yeah, let's just read the Gemara, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Gemara assumes that's only true if you hold Yesh Mamzer Mechai V'Lavim. Because this is a Lav. And we had a Machloikus way back when. If an offspring of Lav is a Mamzer or not. Rabbi Kiva said yes, and Rabbanan said no. Our Mishnah says yes. Amar Leir Shlagas Rabbi Yechon in Kaman, our Mishnah that makes a kid a Mamzer, Rabbi Kiva Dama Yesh Mamzer Mechai V'Lavim. Zakti Gemara Afilu Tema Rabbanon. No. Ba'ayvet v'chavim v'yevet v'aydum. Ba'ayvet v'chavim v'yevet, they agree that it's a mamzer. Yasser Rabdimi Yom Rabitzchik Rabdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Ba'ayvet v'chavim v'yevet Rabbah Bas Yisrael v'ad mamzer. Even though regular chai v'lavim don't make a mamzer, but a guy and an evet do make a mamzer. We had that in the fourth parak. There are many opinions that say that even though a regular lav does not make a mamzer, a guy and an evet that lives with a Jewish girl does make a mamzer, and that's what our mission is going with. Rashi. The Amr Einat to Armalolo and Mur Melo Zivri Bekiva, Paleloi Sphirloi, back in the fifth parak, Rebbe clearly stated that he doesn't agree to Rebbe Kiva. Because Amr Bachaylitz, Ivan Chavim, the Lav is Lysis Chatein, Evan is Lysia Kadesha, these are the Lav for living, and therefore, the Gemara there says it's different. And the reason it's different is because they're not in the parsha of marriage at all. Therefore, even though it's only a Lav, but it's a worse lav. It's living with a man who's not in the parish of marriage. Therefore, it creates a mamzer. There's no kedushin. Therefore, it creates a mamzer. That's what the Gemara said. It was a machloikus. We don't paskin that way. But it's not Rebbe Kiva. It can be even according to the Rabbanan, according to Rebbe. Kayin Gadol Pam Shapaisel. The Mishnah gave you a case that a woman has a grandson of Kayin Gadol, and because of that, she can't eat truma. Bas Kayin married Yisrael. She had a daughter. Daughter married a Kayin and had a son, a Kayin Gadol. And now the Kayin Gadol keeps his grandmother from going back to eat truma from her father's house. But she married a Yisrael. She has offspring from Yisrael. She can't go back home. So Dr. Gemara Tana Rabbanan. The woman says, Hareini kaparez bambati kuzav, shemachileini betruma. I'm willing to be the kapara. It's a way of saying, I'm willing to put myself out for my grandson, who is a very small vessel. He's a mamzer, but at least I eat truma because of him. Ve'eni kapara is mabita kada, and I'm not willing to put myself out for my grandson, who's a big keli. He's a kain gadol. Shepuslenim in atruma, meaning. This woman who has a grandchild, a mamzer, is better off than the woman that has a grandchild, a kohen gadol. She can eat truma and he can't eat truma. So she says, listen, this little keli that I have, a mamzer, he does me a favor. I eat truma because of him. I'm willing to put myself out for him. That grandson, the chash of a person, I can't eat truma because of him. I'm not willing to put it out. How did he translate already kapara?
May I be the atonement?
What? She married Yisrael. She had a daughter who married a Kayin, who has a son, a Kayin Gadol. Her husband died. She wants to go back home, but she has an offspring from the Yisrael. The offspring happens to be a Kayin Gadol, but it's an offspring from a Yisrael.
Doesn't the words "may I be atonement" represent acceptance upon oneself of evil that might befall another? So I should get it. Should be for so you shouldn't have it. I'll think.
Right. Like one of the time when people lose relatives, a father or mother, they say I'm ready to get part of this government. Right. Rashi. Kuzer kli katan klem imamzin shugurua, who is low. Kadek kli chashim klem ikayin gadu. Hadnu lach amana, hadnu lach amana, hadnu lach amana. Now moving to a new section of the Sechta. Because we got involved in people that passed to eat truma, now we move on to other people who can't feed truma, eat truma, things of the sort. Ha'aro v'chalat meyim l'yechlu b'truma. A kain that's an aro, or any kain that's tameh, cannot eat truma. Now, a tameh is a temporary state. While he's tameh, he can't eat truma. When he becomes tahar, he can go back to eating truma. Aro is also a temporary state, or could be a temporary state. He can have a breath. Bashi, ha'aro. Kain. So this is a major machloikas rishaynim. Rashi learns, aro is a fact. Aro is not a violation of law. Aro is a physical fact. A person who is not circumcised is an aro. He might have the best legal excuse. He lost, Rachmana Litzlan, he lost two brothers to Mila. There's hemophilia in the family. If he does Mila, he might die. Good chance that he might die. Therefore, the Torah says, don't do Mila. But he can't eat Truma. The bottom line is, he's an Aro. Aro is a physical fact, not a halachic fact. It is a reality. He has an Arla. He cannot eat Truma. Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam learns, there's got to be a violation of law. Albeit, he's a shaygig, he's an Aynas. Meaning, he's scared to do Mila. Nobody mauled him as a kid. He's 20 years old, and they tell him to do circumcision. He's petrified. He doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to accept halacha. He's not a mummer. He's just very scared. So he's an aro. But if the tyrant doesn't let him do bris milah, how can you call him an aro? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, aro is a halachic status, not a physical status. It's a halachic status. When there is an obligation to do milah, and the guy doesn't do it, he's an aro. When there's no obligation, he's not an aro. Can eat. Lamashal. Everybody agrees that a six-day-old baby can be smeared with oil of truma. He's an aro. There's no mitzvah meal on him yet. How can you call him an aro? So Rashi says, that's good till day eight. Once there's day eight, there's a mitzvah meal in the Torah. Nebuch, he can't do it, but the mitzvah is there. So he's an aro. Rabbi Nutam says, what do you want from the guy? He's like a six-day-old. There's no mitzvah on him. This is a machloikas rishayim, which brings up the following shaila. What happens if somebody wants to become a ger, and he suffers from hemophilia? If he does bris milah, he will die. Is there any way for him to become Jewish without a bris milah? According to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, what happens? Here is a guy, he wants to become Jewish, sincerely. He can't do bris milah. The doctors say he does bris milah, he's dead. So the consensus in the Echrayim say he can't become a ger. Can't. There's no mitzvah to become a ger for him. What can he do? You can't become Jewish without bris milah. The Arul that's born is a Jew automatically. Doesn't need bris to make him a Jew. This guy needs a bris to make him a Jew. Fine, we'll stop here. We'll see you tomorrow.